On Thursday, July 26th, we conducted a welfare check on Andrea Pauline Degelder at her residence located at 518 Great Falls in Ivy Falls subdivision. Inside the residence, we found evidence leading us to believe that Mrs. Degelder was taken against her will. Late yesterday evening, the investigation led us to a dumpster that was located in the Gateway Shopping Center on Lewiston Road. Inside that dumpster, we found the body of a white female we believe to be Andrea Degelder. The body has been sent to the crime lab for positive identification and an autopsy.
On the evening of July 25th, 2018, a woman named Andrea Degelder was a no-show for work. She was scheduled to begin work at 11 p.m. at the Charlie Norwood VA Medical Center in Augusta, Georgia, but did not show up for her shift, and would fail to make contact with all of her coworkers for the rest of the day. The following morning, a wellness check was performed on Andrea's home in the neighboring town of Grovetown, and there, police discovered what seemed to be a chaotic crime scene. There was no sign of forced entry, but there was blood smeared along the walls leading from Andrea's kitchen to her bedroom. Inside of her bedroom was a pile of bloody clothing, and the contents of her purse had been scattered across the kitchen floor. A day later, Friday, July 27th, local police officials would state their belief that 39-year-old Andrea Degelder was not just missing, but had likely been taken against her will. In a quiet housing community just down the block from a few schools, this was a revelation, but the tragic news would not end there. On August 1st, 2018, just about a week after Andrea was reported as being missing, the Columbia County Sheriff's Office held a press conference. In this press conference, police announced that the body of a woman had been found just outside of a local shopping center, abandoned inside of a dumpster. It appeared to be the remains of Andrea Degelder, a belief that would be proven right within hours, as an autopsy would later confirm. Over the following weeks and months, police would investigate a number of leads related to Andrea's disappearance and murder. It was originally theorized that the killer might have been someone she knew, a friend or acquaintance, who had been at her house on the day she originally went missing, and it was then theorized that it might have been someone she met on a dating app. Surveillance footage was even taken from some nearby homes, from houses that had doorbell cameras or such items, and this would ultimately lead police to their first major lead. When I originally covered Andrea's case back in August of 2018, I told you that a neighbor of Andrea's, 55-year-old Christopher Gibson, was being viewed as a suspect in her case. Gibson was a man with a long history of both violent and non-violent crime, dating back to the early 1980s. His primary offense seemed to be shoplifting, but he had also been arrested twice for obstructing a law enforcement officer, as well as just recently sending inappropriate photos to a minor. This minor was a teenage girl that lived in the same neighborhood as both Christopher Gibson and Andrea Degelder, and Gibson had apparently followed up on his inappropriate photos and text with threats against the teenage girl if she told anyone about them. In total, Gibson had been arrested more than 20 times, splitting his arrest between Georgia and neighboring South Carolina. On August 21st, 2018, close to a month after Andrea's initial disappearance, police were photographed removing evidence from Gibson's home, which was right next to Andrea's vacant house. At the time, Gibson was actually in Columbia County custody for shoplifting charges for May of 2018 at the same Walmart where Andrea's body was later found, and police would label him a person of interest the very next day. Following the search of his home, it was announced that Christopher Gibson was being charged with a litany of other crimes, including possession of a firearm by a convicted felon, and even robbery and attempted kidnapping. Apparently, just weeks before Andrea's murder, Gibson had held up a female subway employee at gunpoint and subjected her to a violent robbery and assault. This was the crime that had actually connected Gibson to Andrea's disappearance. As police noted, the usage of duct tape in both cases was apparently very similar, and the location of this robbery and assault took place less than a mile from both his and Andrea's homes. In total, Christopher Gibson was being charged with kidnapping, armed robbery, battery, shoplifting, illegal entering of an automobile, and multiple weapons charges. But none of the crimes were related to Andrea's murder. Yet, police continued to insist that he was their only person of interest. Why? Reportedly, it was the original surveillance footage from neighbors that linked Christopher Gibson to the still unsolved murder of Andrea DeGelder. But other than this rather vague statement, there has been no public word on what exactly links Gibson to the crime, more than a year after police announced that he was their only person of interest. Gibson has since been convicted on all of the charges filed against him, related to the robbery and assault of the subway employee from July of 2018. He has received a life sentence plus 82 years, and is unlikely to ever see the outside of a prison in his lifetime. Yet, he has not even been charged in Andrea's murder. And the reason why is more frustrating than you can ever imagine. The Columbia County Sheriff's Office, who are overseeing this case, received the cooperation of the GBI and the FBI very early on, and submitted their evidence to a local GBI crime lab. However, from what I've been able to uncover, investigators with the Columbia County Sheriff's Office have simply been waiting on their evidence to be tested, as it has currently been sitting in the Georgia State backlog. It is unknown when or if this evidence will ever get tested, but I hope that, for the sake of Andrea and her loved ones, that it can happen soon. Police might remain certain that Andrea's killer is behind bars, but her murder, which shocked the community that she lived in, which happens to be my old neighborhood, has left many in the region frightened that the killer might still be out there. I can only hope that I have a more comprehensive update in this case in the very near future, but for the time being, Andrea DeGelder's story remains unresolved.